Blog Talk Radio.
In the mix. In the mix. We're online.
24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Oh my God.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? I'm your host, T. That's Lindsay Lins. Why you keep, stop. Every time
you
start
like
the show.
It's always like you seem like you want to fulfill these like rap dreams that you don't get to any other time.
Whatever. Whatever. Yeah. Look, one of these days, I'm going to come up here with a full rap verse. You can be like, that was actually good. And that day you say it's actually good, I want you to buy me brunch. Mm. You're going to go brunch. Some mimosas, you know, some chicken and waffles, some eggs.
This is what we'll do. You post it, you record a rap, you post it on Twitter, and if you get at least like 25 likes.
Okay. Y'all hear that? Look, I need 25 likes. It's like that old thing on Twitter.
If I get 3,000 retweets. Your friends and your homeboys.
Okay.
If I find out they're following you, it's automatic now.
What? Whatever. Anyways, don't come for me. Don't do that. You always
whatever.
Look, my start today. So, Lindsay, how you been?
Don't start
been
today. Good? We got a guest. Don't show off. You always do this.
Girl, bye.
I'm excited today, though. Tell everybody about our special guest that we got coming up in a little bit.
Well, no. We can't. Just know we got a dope artist, and she's known by celebrities. She's up there. That's all we're going to tell you for now. Until we give it an introduction, y'all got to wait till later. But just know, y'all don't want to miss this lady. Don't tell y'all. We told y'all some celebrity was coming through. She's technically a low-key celebrity now. So when she gets big and out there.
She's connected.
This is y'all one chance to call in and be like, yo, let me holler at her. So y'all better call in later.
Yeah, for all the guys who might be stalking her, and she probably
won't
the time of day on the regular, you might as well shoot your shot now. Oh, my God. Okay, let's get into the topics. So, first things first, can we start with this collapsed bridge that happened in Atlanta, since I've definitely been dealing with it and I don't like it?
Oh, go ahead. Tell us people about it. You see it firsthand. Go ahead.
Literally this past week, and luckily I was off that day by the grace of God, because I always take this bridge, but the I-85 bridge happened to collapse. Literally the smoke, the fire, just everything was just so huge. Like, people were literally trying to drive through it, but like at the slowest rate possible, because it was like that bad. My friends could see it from their apartments, and they thought it was thunderstorming outside. Like, it was horrible. And pretty much now traffic is probably going to be pretty terrible for like the next 7 months in Atlanta. Not discouraging from anybody who wants to come out here. There are alternate routes, just hit me on Twitter if you need them. But yeah, it's pretty bad. Luckily no one was hurt. But they did find someone who may have been the cause of the fire, apparently. And I don't know if this is, like, true or not, because it's not funny, but just listen to the story. So, apparently, there was this guy who they've been trying to cover up his face in, like, court, basically, so no one knows who he is, but you can still see his face. He put this chair in a shopping cart under the bridge and basically had, like, a lit cigarette and supposedly dropped it in there and, like, walked away. But he's trying to say that somebody else did it, because he said he was gone once the fire broke out. But, yeah, that's supposedly what caused it. And now everybody's having to adjust. Like, some jobs were telling people they didn't even have to come in on Friday just because they knew it was going to be, like, crazy. So, I mean, thank God everybody's okay. But for something that small, like, and some told me it was going to be something dumb, like a cigarette or something, I would have preferred it to be like a natural cause. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it was a wire that was not intact, and it'd be like, oh, okay, well, maybe we need to work on our, infrastructure or just rebuild. But something as small as that is just really disappointing, because it's affected everybody. So I don't think
it has.
Understand, like,
so what is traffic like down there? Really is it like,
oh,
really
God, it's
just
crazy.
I mean, I already know traffic down there in general, but it's like, what, an extra 2 hours now? Like,
additional hour. You might as well just leave your house 4 hours ahead of time, because it's going to be a joke. So it's sad, but you know, at least in this case, I would say nobody got hurt. That's first and foremost. So that's something to be happy about. But all this traffic, though, no, because it's about to get hot outside. People gonna be sleepy and cranky. I got road rage, so people probably gonna be cussing each other out. But I'm gonna just pray for the best.
Look, I don't need you. Look, if you get locked up, just know I'm reporting you on the show next week. But look, we don't got no co-host because Lindsay
got road rage
on the bridge.
Non-existent. That's fine.
Right. I'll come bail you out though. But just know I'm gonna air your dirty laundry out.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Thanks. In other news, okay, so this story is. It's important to me because, you know, I have my, like, relationship topics I always want to dive into. But this one, okay, I really want a male's perspective or just anybody in general. So Mary J. Blige was on The Breakfast Club, and she was speaking to this divorce that she's about to, you know, have go down and how she's been dealing with the court. And basically the guy, I think his name is, like, Kenzo or something of that nature. She's been with him for, like, 17-plus years, and he basically wants, like, almost like $100,000 a month from Mary J. Blige, if not more, for, first of all, support for kids that aren't even hers. They're his kids. So you already got me messed up on that one. But just for spousal support, when meanwhile the whole backstory is apparently he wanted someone else, basically, even though they were dating all this time, or, you know, I'm sorry, married, they were together, and he just had this infatuation with this other woman. And pretty much they asked Mary J. Blige, like, you know, would you have tried to make it work? Like, if the woman and, you know, he told you what it was and y'all could fix it. And her remarks were no, because the type of woman she was, like, she couldn't see getting around it. But what really threw me off is then they asked her, oh, well, if it was any other woman, would you have tried to make it work knowing that he was into the other woman and trying to be with you? And her response was, I was willing to do whatever it took to make my man happy. So, Terrence, if this was the shoe was on the other foot and a woman was saying to you, like, hey, I got this other guy, I'm really feeling him, I ain't gonna hold you, but, you know, I want to be with you too. Like, would you be willing to do it for the strength of your marriage and so you didn't have to lose that person? Or after a while, would you be like, you know what, this is not even worth it?
Honestly, I'd probably be like, you know what, it's not even worth it. Like, for real, that's a lot. No, would you? You gave me, that okay, like,
no.
She was like,
no, absolutely.
Like,
not.
You about to disagree with me.
No, and you know what's sad about it? The thing is, a lot of women, we get into this phase where when we really like somebody, like, we're in it to, like, the death. And especially because, you know, a lot of people, they hold marriage to, like, a very high standard, you know, like, especially if people who are heavy in church or, like, heavy in the Bible, they're really about not getting divorced just because that's, you know, what's taught to you to really make your marriage work. But at the same time, in his case,
yeah,
you've broken your vows.
Though.
So
yeah.
I'm like, I don't see how that works. But I just feel like in that case, like, how do you share some, like, your heart with somebody who's sharing it with somebody else? Like, I would never be able to have you fully and wholly, and I don't think that's fair to her because she's going to always feel like she's not enough. And I think everyone deserves to be with somebody that makes you feel like you are enough. Like,
yo, but you know, Mary been going through it since, like, yo, since I've been born, for real. She goes through a lot. I think she just finally trying to find that one, like, I'm just gonna do whatever. Like, she said, I'm gonna do whatever it takes, because she can't find love. She be struggling, for real. Look, every last of her albums has been a heartbreak. So she,
no, it has.
She
would really love for her to do like a bio. Like, if she could do it like a biopic, I would love that, because they asked her, she said obviously not right now because she has a lot going on. But they even asked her, they're like, do you go to therapy? And she was like, I never have, but, you know, I'm open to it. And I feel like that could really help her, because even though she understands the situation she's going through, I think knowing how to deal with them can, make, like, help her understand why she keeps choosing these type of men or keeps going through these situations. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't feel like, it's just like, I feel like so many girls now, even if you watch Love & Hip Hop, like, it's two girls currently that are dating this guy who just got out of jail, so I guess he's a breadwinner, quote-unquote. So they're, quote-unquote, fighting for this man's attention and, you know, want to make it work for that matter, but it's just, like, more and more people, I feel like, are accepting the fact of being in multiple relationships with one person, but I just feel like there's enough people in the world where you could find somebody that's designed just for you. You know what
but
I mean?
But I mean,
like,
when,
I could
when
be
you
wrong,
really feel like somebody, you know, you end up doing stupid stuff. Love make you stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just basically what it is. And you got to end it at that. That's love and make you stupid. I'm not saying I'm going to go do that, but that shit. I mean, shoot. My bad. But it's such a show. But my bad.
Oh,
look, the viewers know this show. We didn't cuss on this show a couple of times. Look. Anyways.
Sorry,
I'm
going to
drop that. Yeah, my bad. I'm going to drop that. We're going to move on to some other topics because we got a special guest waiting for us as well. But let's hop into these sports real quick. Look, UConn girls, what we say last week, we said, you know, Mississippi State had no chance. None. Whoa, we were dead wrong. Like, we were like a jackass. We were stupid. But no, it was just, it's going down in history. I mean, it was a buzzer beater shot. I mean, 111 game winning streak. 111. Record.
Jesus Christ.
Gone. Shot. But they never won in overtime. The last four overtime games, they've lost. So maybe, I mean, it was meant for them to lose. So, well, hey, shout out to the Mississippi State, though.
I mean, they did. I mean, they had a good run, you know. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose some. But, you know, shout out to the girls. Because the games, honestly, during Final Four have been amazing.
Has been amazing, amazing. But we're going to hop into the men's side with South Carolina actually losing. I know. Sad on them. They lost.
I was
kind of
sad. I really
they lost. And the coach cried. The coach cried. You know, Frank.
Aww.
Frank cried. You know, he was feeling like these kids will always be part of his life. He really felt this because he didn't really think they were gonna go this far. Like, let's be honest. No one thought they were gonna go this far. But they're gonna bounce back. They're gonna be good. And then, so Gonzaga's making a championship. They're going to the chip. After I talked trash about them last week too. You know, I said a dozen heartbreaks and whatnot. So they finally got to the chip. But
that was dope to see.
Yeah, that was the first time ever. That was the first.
They never pan out the way I anticipate. Like, and it kind of blows me because I do want to bet one day, but I need to get good at this. But, I mean, I think at the end of the day, for South Carolina, this is definitely like a good ego boost for them, you know. So maybe like next year they can go all the way. We'll see.
We'll see. But, I mean, hey. But, no, for Gonzaga. First time Final Four, now first time championship in school history. Oof. So, yeah. Hey, congrats to them. Then they got switched to the other side. You know, Oregon and UNC. Oregon had a chance at it twice at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Couldn't box out. Jody Meeks killed them. 26 points, like 13, 14 boards. He killed them. They just couldn't box out. And much as I hate to say UNC, but congratulations. Because I'm a Duke fan, so, yeah. Woo-hoo! But Libby, congrats, because you're a UNC fan. So I'm going to let that slide in there. But,
It's okay. Yeah. Maybe next year.
Shut up. Don't worry about that. But, Joe, if y'all lose, we come back in the show next week. I'm letting you hear it.
I don't want to hear nothing, because we still going to be waiting on your rap, so,
All right, look, you're going to owe me brunch. Just know that. Y'all all done heard it. So. Okay.
Sounds good. Just like you think y'all about to win next week. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. So, in other news, is anything else going on so we can get to our guests?
I mean, nothing really sports-wise worth talking about. Other than that, I mean, you know, hey, look, how about we talk about Kevin Gates real quick? How the hell you get out of jail, then less than 24 hours you go back in jail? Yeah,
listen.
That makes no sense. He got out of Florida jail, then less than 24 hours, police found that he had an outstanding warrant in Chicago. So mind you, he was just in Florida, but the police actually didn't take him in. Kevin Gates turned himself in. That's the crazy twist about this. Maybe he actually learned something from sitting in jail for the, you know, them past few months before that.
Yeah, did they say how long he's gonna be in there now?
According to TMZ, it probably will be another 6 month sentence. So not too bad.
Well, it's not horrible, yeah.
Still,
well,
you got out.
It'll give him time to write a few rhymes. Why not? Just
a few bars.
Just knock it out.
A few bars.
Just make a fire album and just, you know, come out on top. Gucci did it, so I mean, it's awesome.
You can't. Don't compare. Gucci is greatness, okay?
Greatness.
Don't compare them two together, okay?
The
I'm going to stop you right there. Okay,
Paul, first of all, before Terrence gets it twisted because he loves a little drama, I'm not saying that they're even in the same bracket, let's be clear, but I am saying it is possible to come out of jail and make fire. Thank you.
Okay. Anyways.
Parents, don't start this today.
Anyways, I'm getting away from you.
Let's progress.
All right, let's bring in our special guest. So we have, let me introduce her before I let her say anything. Her name is Sierra Smith. Dope artist. Well known artist, actually.
Hey, girl.
Her art is across the country. A bunch of rappers have talked about her. I mean, look, if you don't know about it, you better ask. Y'all better call in, talk to her. So let's bring it in. Sierra, what's happening?
What's
good?
Hey,
girl.
I love her energy already. She's just super excited.
Right,
like, I love it. Well, you know why? That's because she's in LA. So I would be hyped too. I ain't even going front, girl.
Girl, I can't wait to come home.
You can't. Why?
Really?
She gotta live the LA life. What do you do? What do you mean? Why?
Nah, it's just something about being here too long. Like, just drains me. You know, like when you go back home, kind of like from a vacation, you can't wait to go home.
Got it. Like,
yeah.
Got you. Well,
let's dive into this first question.
Yeah, let's dive into this question. Sierra, you are an entrepreneur, and you paint. You used to have a 9-to-5, you know, for a lot of people to quit their 9-to-5 and do full-time painting. How was that? Like, what was your motivation behind that?
I was honestly just fed up. Wait, just real quick. I can't cuss on here, right?
You can say whatever. It's a special show. Like, this, look, go on iTunes, Google Music, all that stuff. You can say whatever you want to say.
Oh, okay, cool. Just making sure. I was just fed up, like, I've been working, you know, with the company that I was for like 5 years and, you know, I enjoy customer service and like helping people out and, you know, all that good stuff. But I was just fed up as far as like how my boss was treating me and stuff. And I was like, I honestly don't need this. And I was actually in LA when I made the decision and I was like, I'm not going to come back home. Like, I'm just going to stay here and not say anything to my job. But, you know, I wanted to leave on a good note. So I went back home and I told him, I was like, look, I quit.
But were you scared though? Like, were you like, I know it had to be nerve wracking. Like, what was the motive?
No,
like,
yeah,
what?
Absolutely. Sorry. I was nervous as hell. Like, you know, that's like a comfort blanket kind of. Like, that's something that I've known for a really long time, you know. And to quit that was kind of, like, nerve-wracking. Like, because, you know, I work with these people every single day. And, like, I was just so used to it. And, you know, my thing is, like, in order to get comfortable, you got to get uncomfortable first.
Agreed.
I like that. I like that.
That's so dope.
Well, I have a question. So, for most people, when they, I guess, start with art, we never really get to find out what inspired them. I know for some people, it's just like, oh, well, I was just painting when I was little, and I just, you know, fell in love with it. So, kind of, how did you get started into, like, doing art?
So, my grandmother, she actually did, like, pottery and stuff like that, and, like, she painted it. Like, she made these dope sculptures and painted them, and I was like, that's cool, you know. And I was watching her grow up doing that, I was like, I want to do it. So, you know, I picked up, you know, painting in school like any other kid. And then, you know, I found out that I was actually good at it. And from there, like, and then from there, you know, I just started moving forward with it. And then, because I actually used to do, like, graphic designing and stuff. But what I really enjoyed doing the most was painting. So.
That's what's up.
So what type of artist would you consider yourself? I mean, I noticed you do a lot of, like, abstract kind of work and kind of, like, not your ordinary, you know, paint, like, paint stuff. What's up behind the idea of your work?
Honestly, like, I just love, like, the whole 90s feel, like, old school cartoons. Like, nowadays, kids be watching all that weird-ass shit. Like, half the time, the cartoons don't even be for them. Like, it's for adults.
But you, all right, but you got like a Rugrats with a scream mask on and a knife. What's up with that one particular? I gotta. Are you crazy? What's that? What's
oh my God, Terrence, Jesus.
No, I'm
see,
not
this
crazy.
Is why dating life is just rough. Go ahead, girl.
Girl, bye. Don't come for me.
No, I just like to put my own little, you know, twist to it. Like, I like people, you know, ask me, like, why did you do that? When really, like, there was no motive, like, behind it. Like, I just like to get people talking, you know, like, in a good sense, like, get people thinking, like, to have their own idea.
That's understood, understood. Well, what is your favorite piece so far? Like, is it one of the recent pieces you've done or something that you had when you first got started and, like, really was like, yeah, this is for me?
One of my favorite pieces, dang, I have so many. I actually just finished this commission piece for one of my clients. I don't know if you're familiar with the anime Akira. Well, yeah, that was one of, like, my favorite pieces because that, like, that challenged me because it had so many, like, dimensions that I got to work with. And, like, I like challenging pieces, like, and then another piece that I enjoyed was I gave one to Currency and, like, that,
Okay.
Yeah.
Doing big things.
I love how she said it so, like, subtly. Like, oh, I just did
and,
it with Obama. I mean, it was nothing.
right.
So, like, some, you know, lemonade.
I do this on an everyday basis, you know. I just be chilling, you know, give them, right.
That's so dope.
So who else have you gave your artwork to?
I was about to say, yeah,
because
I was like, that's a pretty heavy hitter, for
honesty. Hey, I'm pretty sure you can well know now. Everyone's, I've seen you post some things. So who have you gave your artwork to besides Currency? Don't act shy.
I wouldn't say. Well, Currency was, you know, my first, I guess, celebrity. I don't really consider them celebrities. Is that weird?
No,
they're just
not at all.
Okay.
If you okay.
So yeah, Crunchy was my first, and then Bryson Tiller, he was my next.
Love him.
He has some of, yeah. He actually is about to buy some new work from me in the next few weeks. Wale, Chaz French, yes,
ooh.
Jules, but she's not really like, like, oh my God, yes, Jules. She's just, I don't know, but she has some work. And then I'm actually working on some cover art now. Can't really say too much about who it's for, but you will definitely see it too.
Okay, that's some dope.
Well, here's my question, because I know Terrence is going to be messy. So,
what? Oh.
Sierra is a beautiful girl. For anyone who does not know, you need to get into it. She'll give you her Twitter and stuff later. But, okay, as a you're welcome. As a woman in the industry, or like dealing with like, different entertainment artists, is it hard for them to take you like serious as a professional? Like, a lot of them trying to, like,
girl,
you know, hit the digits. Like, how do you work around that?
You know, I still don't know the answer to that. It's so hard. Like, when I, like, I'm a very, like, serious businesswoman. Like, I don't play about my money. I like to get things done on time, you know.
Facts.
And, you know, working with men is really hard because they always want to try to take you out. Like, oh, let's work. But also, can I take you out for dinner? Which is totally cool with me. Like, I'm not one of those girls like, no, like, I'm too good to go to dinner with you. It's more like,
yeah,
this needs to be professional, not personal. And I, you know, I just try to deal with it the best way possible without, you know, losing a client. But also, you know, trying to make sure that they understand where I'm coming from.
Understood. Yeah, it's hard out here, girl. I feel it.
It really is.
So after the show, can we go on a date? Can I try it? Can I try to shoot my shot?
Okay.
No.
Sierra, that question wasn't on the list, so you can completely disregard it. what advice do you have for, like, just young and up and coming, like, entrepreneurs? Because I think a lot of people always think you need a lot of money or you got to be around for, like, a long time in order to really get, you know, your business started. So for you, like, what advice would you give someone trying to get started just in the industry in general?
You know, I get asked that a lot, and that's still a hard question to answer because it's I don't really, like, you know, not telling people how to do it or what to do, but it's more something that you feel. Like, it's something personal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to go through it, you know, yourself to figure it out, you know?
Got it.
But honestly, like, you got to believe in yourself. Like, all it takes is one person to believe in you. Like, to see that, like, let's say, you know, when I started out, I had one person that believed in me. And the reason why they started to believe in me is because, you know, I believed in myself, like.
Mm-hmm.
And I am my own worst critic, don't get me wrong. But mm-hmm. self-confidence is, like, major key, for me at least.
Agree.
And just be genuine. People love genuine people. Like, don't try to be something mm-hmm. you're not, like. And I think that's why, like, I got so far or where I'm at right now at this point in my life. It's just because I'm me. Like, I don't try to be anybody else. yeah, it's,
as you
like
should.
I said.
Right, yeah.
And I will say, you can just tell from, like if you look on your pictures and stuff like that, or even when you post and when you're out places, you can tell you're genuinely just kind of in your own atmosphere and just kind of doing your own thing. Like, you never see her, like, pump faking, like, oh, standing next to, you know, these celebrities and, like, yeah, I did this, blah, blah, blah. So that's why I'm like, I've always respected that you just genuinely, you just kind of move in silence, but you get it done. And I think that's the best way to do it and for people to take you serious, like, you're not just another Instagram chick or, you know, just somebody out here trying to sell work. You know what I mean? But it's not a lot of girls like that left. So, I mean, definitely big up to you for that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I get that a lot, too. Like, I don't even know, like, a lot of people. Like you said, I'd be in my own little world minding my business, and then, like, I get people to come out the woodwork and be like, you know, and they'll just say nice things, like, just by looking at your pictures. Like, I can tell, like, you just got a good energy or good vibe about you. And I think that's so dope. Like, people that don't even know me on a personal level think that of me.
Completely agree. That's awesome.
That's what's up, for real, though. You said a lot of people come up to you, and you've done a lot of, like, events and everything, like the Broccoli Festival and, you know, the pop-up shops. So what are those like? Is it fun? Like, what's the atmosphere in there?
Well, actually, the Broccoli Festival event that's coming up will be, like, my first event that I'm going to be doing for something like that. So can't really, you know, speak too much on it because I haven't done anything for that, so we'll see how that goes. It should be dope, though. As far as, like, you know, other, like, little pop-up shows, those are always cool. Like, my first show that I did, like, showcasing my work, are you guys familiar with, like, Earl Mack?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, like, my big bro, my mentor. Like, I love that guy. he's the one that one person that believed in me. So he saw my work, and he asked me to be a part of, like, their, I guess, little first pop-up shop for the Chilele event that they were doing.
Cool.
And I was nervous as hell. I never really showed anybody my work like that. Like, I always kept it to myself. So that first show that I did, like, I put up my pieces. I really wasn't, like, standing around my work or anything. I was kind of just walking around the room, and, like, I'd casually peek over to see if anybody, you know, was stopping or talking about it, and overheard someone and be like, yo, like, this is dope, like, who's the artist or something. And at the time, I wanted to, you know, remain hidden, you know, just so they could, you know, build this imaginary character or try to figure out who did it. But now
that's
dope.
I'm gonna say, do you ever go to the event and just start, like, trash talking your own shit and be like, this thing sucks?
Right.
No, I'm like, you're bugging. This is good.
I should definitely try that.
And then somebody. Well, see, the thing is, nobody will ever say anything bad. Cause I mean, just looking at the art, even if you're not somebody that's, like, familiar with a whole bunch of, like, anime characters and stuff, the quality of your work is good too. So, I mean, it would be funny though, because, I mean, who doesn't like to hear a good compliment? So that would be a good touch, girl. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, well, I got another question. So as far as, you know, like, social media presence and stuff is becoming really dominant in how a lot of people, I guess, reach out and network. So for you, do you use any websites or any, like, you know, just social media platforms in order to leverage your artwork or just even give a voice to women who want to get in the art industry?
I have a website. It's 360withtherist.com. And I think the website that I went through to make it was Wix, I think, Wix.com. That's a really dope, you know, they give you different plans that you can do. And, of course, I took the highest plan because I wanted everything to be perfect. But, you know, there's other little plans on there that you can do, start out simple. But, Okay. And then obviously Instagram, like I definitely use, as much as I hate social media, I use it to my advantage. Definitely promoting your work and like other people retweeting it and just getting it out there, like that's easy. That's like one right there, like super easy to do.
That's what's up.
And then are you, I was gonna say, with any other artists before, like we tell everybody where you can find your work, are there any other artists that you've like partnered up with, or you all like plan to do any big events in the future outside of like Broccoli Fest, where y'all say, for example, if you go to LA and you want to host like a pop up event there, or, like sell your work, is that in the works for the future?
Yeah, actually next month, May 21st, I have an art show here for Trap Art LA.
Okay.
And then they actually just reached out to me for July. They want me to do Trap Art in Atlanta.
Ooh. Oh, word. Hey.
That's what's good. Let
me know when you're here,
girl. Hey, you about to blow up, for real.
The broadcast live, so let me know.
I got you. But, yeah, my homie, he actually put me on to that because he lives out here. He's a really dope artist, and he wants me to move out here. But I don't know. But anyways, and he told them about me or whatever, and they reached out to me and said they really liked my work. So we went from there.
Oh, that's in about 3 months, you're going to be like a celebrity, marking my words. You're going to forget about
it. No,
I
don't
like
that at all.
You know why? Your work is already speaking for itself. It's making you a celebrity. Like, you're already out there. So yeah. I need you
embrace
to tell
it,
the people.
Girl. Embrace it.
Right, look. Thank you, Lindsay. Embrace it. You can hide your God-given talents. Look, for the people who haven't seen your work, what's your social? Tell the people your social media so they can come check it out, and where can they buy your work?
Okay. Twitter and Instagram is indeed it's the, and then my website is 360withtherisk.com.
And how much are your pieces?
Should I spell that out?
What? I mean, if you want to, I think it's kind of.
Oh, no.
For the slower viewers, if you want to spell it out, go ahead. Do your thing.
No.
Hey, look. Shut up, Lindsay. Don't come for me. You've been coming for me all day. Yeah. Look, this, you showing off. We got a guest talking about me showing off. Look.
You already know when women are on here, it's already a wrap for you. But go ahead.
I didn't give me a guy interview because y'all be trying to take over. Y'all ain't real.
What was your question though? How much fun selling for?
Yeah. How much you going for? You know, I need to get me one for real. You know, I need a big one in front of the man cave.
Oh, Lord.
Shut up, Lindsay.
Well, the standard canvases that I do, they go for $150, and then of course the bigger the size, the higher they are. And then I was doing like a little special $30 like mini canvas type of thing. I might bring that back for the spring summertime.
That'd be dope. Yeah, keep us posted. You know, we'll post some stuff on our social media as well. You know, to help you get you out there.
Sure, appreciate it.
No doubt. Lindsay,
well,
you got
thank you
else?
So much for joining us. No, I'm like definitely, honestly, I was about to say we will be retweeting you nonstop because I do want people to know about your artwork. And I think it's like so important that we push all like positive women who actually like have a craft and they're doing it well. So best believe I will be, you know, forwarding you to anybody I know who's looking for some art, like either hit us up or hit Sierra up. And, you know, we just got to support each other up and coming, you know? So I'm so grateful, and thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, let's thank her again. Everybody give a hand clap.
Thank you. Sorry if I was a little dry.
No, you were good. You were great. We heard some street people in the background walking past you, but, you know, you were good.
Oh, but then, see, that's how I knew she was working, though. I said, you know what? She's probably selling art at this moment.
Hey, on a mission, look, she just gracious with her presence. She's like, I got 10 minutes. Do it quick. I'm like, all right, we got you.
Nah, not even. But, no, thank you for having me, though. I really appreciate it.
All right, you have a good one. We'll holler at you later.
All right, cool.
Lindsay.
That was such a good interview. Yo, we know some dope people.
Right. Yo, look. She, man, she going to blow up. You see how I try to shoot my shot?
Oh, yeah.
Though? I try to.
You can tell. Yeah, let's not do that anymore. Because we're trying to scare away all of our guests. Because they just going to feel like, did she say to you it's hard because people don't take her serious because they trying to take her on a date and then here you go.
That was jokey. You know I was joking. But Sierra is a dope person. Like, we both know her personally, and she really is, like, moving up the charts. I'm pretty serious. Yeah. About 3 months from now, 3-4 months, we're going to see something dope come across, like a billboard or something, but, like, a new artist, not a new artist, a dope artist or something. I don't know. We're going to see her love of hip-hop, showing her work or something.
What?
Some event. I don't know. I don't watch
VH1. Of all the shows, Jesus Christ.
You watch, look, this is what I have you for. I watch sports. You keep the gossip. This is why we're a team.
So the best I can watch is Love and Hip Hop. Terrence, I'm all the way offended now. Let's wrap this show up before you start. Jesus Christ. Let me give everybody some words of encouragement, inspiration for people like Terrence who just think, my God, Terrence, we gotta talk off air. We will talk. Sick today. Oh, okay. Today's verse comes from Psalm 55, verse 22, and it says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be moved." So, you know, just keep that with you throughout the week. You know, definitely if you're looking for some new art to fill up your apartment, your house, or to give it a gift to someone, definitely, you know, look into Sierra's website, 360 with the wrist, or you can just reach out to me and Terrence. You know, yeah, just we got to support each other, you know, and support everybody who has a movement because you never know what people might do in return. And, I mean, at the end of the day, don't even do it for that. Just God put you on this earth to help other people. And, you know, it should bring you joy to see other people thrive and survive and make it out here, you know, so. Yeah. Terrence, you got anything else for the people?
Boy, you said it all. Every show you end, you be ending with some good stuff. I'm telling you, man. You getting up there. You make me proud every day. I tell you.
Oh, God. Here we go.
All right. Tears.
Hopefully I can surpass my Love and Hip Hop standards, Jesus.
Oh, see, you took that to the heart. I can't joke with you anymore. I'm going to go sit
Twitter
in the corner.
Name, Love and Hip Hop that.
Wow.
Like, I'm just kidding. But no, on that note, everybody enjoy your week. I'm Lindsay Lynn.
I'm your host, T. Y'all be blessed.